The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
To First Take from the West Coast. It really feels like we're in L.A. now that I see Keyshawn getting mic'd up.
Yeah, he's getting mic'd up, you know, because he had to do the radio show and all of that other stuff, just sitting there chilling, doing what he does. But that's what makes him who he is.
Hey, how does SC do?
Don't mess with his mood. Don't mess with his
mood. Oh, my gosh. Hi, Stephen A.
Are you enjoying California?
I am enjoying California.
I am.
I got my power walk on the beach yesterday. It was beautiful.
I saw you running.
I had my smoothie delivered, all my healthiness.
I saw you running in the studio. Let's just say that the power walking works.
Make me show that video when you were late that day.
I know you're going to show it anyway. You showed it enough.
Okay.
She's talking crazy because UConn finally going to a damn bowl game. They qualified for a bowl game.
What, Keyshawn? That's why I love you. Fired up, baby. Yes, we
the
are.
Macaroni
Jim
and cheese
Laura
bowl.
From the West Coast, right? Mm, there we go. Right. Did you have to say the macaroni and cheese bowl?
Yeah.
That's a backhanded compliment. It was good for a second. Hey, guys, you know who's showing he's still the GOAT? Tom Brady, when it matters most. Did you watch the end of that game? Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Bucks storm back to take the lead with 3 seconds remaining to defeat the New Orleans Saints 17-16 on Monday Night Football. The Bucks overcame the 16-3 deficit and scored 2 touchdowns in the final 303 and swept the season series against their NFC South rival, the GOAT, at the mic.
Just like we drew it up. A lot of games come down to those types of plays. Our guys made them. You know, at the end of the day, our guys made the plays this week. It's a hard team to beat, and just glad we won. It was they got a great defense. They played us very physical, like we thought. You know, we made some mistakes in there, but we made enough plays in the end to win.
About playing it close last night with 8 seconds left, Brady threw the latest go-ahead passing touchdown regulation in his career. It was also the 44th fourth quarter comeback of his career, breaking a tie with Peyton Manning for the most in NFL history. Okay, Keyshawn, explain this to me. Because when I look at this Bucks offense, they have so much talent. I know the O-line's banged up. Why have they underperformed the season when I saw what happened the end of the game?
Well, you have a banged up offensive line. You have players in and out of the lineup. You had Chris Godwin coming off injury back and forward. You Mike Evans in and out of the lineup. Leonard Fournette in the running game because of the offensive line hadn't got quite going. You got a defense that's been struggling, and that's why. There's all your answers. And then you say, okay, they could turn it on late in the game. Well, when I went to sleep, it was 16-3.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, it's time to go to bed. I'm good. They're going to win. And I woke up and it was 17-16.
Yeah.
But you can't ever get away from Tom Brady, whatever that is. I don't know what it is. It almost feels like he sets us up for failure every single year.
Right.
It's like, oh, Tom's this, Tom's that. And then all of a sudden that fourth quarter comes and them last 5 minutes of games come and he figures out
how
to methodically move the football down the field and get things done. Are they a Super Bowl caliber team? No. Can they get to a Super Bowl? Yes, because all it takes for you to do is get into the playoffs. Once you get into the playoffs, and they'll have a playoff game. Now, as it sits right now, they'll be the fourth seed. The fifth seed is the Dallas Cowboys. It could switch with the Philadelphia Eagles. Both of those teams will be a challenge going into Raymond James Stadium. The Cowboys will be probably favored, as well as the Philadelphia Eagles will be favored in that game.
I've been on, after the game, TK, I tweeted this last night. I was like, as great as Tom Brady is and as much as we recognize him as the GOAT, there comes moments in time where you realize even that doesn't really describe or justify the level of greatness that should be accorded to him. He is something special because he's just a born winner. And somehow, some way, they looked, horrible. I mean, it was just bad.
Bad football.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I turned it on Stars and watched BMF. That's what I was watching. I was watching episode 7 BMF. That's what I did. I was so disgusted how ugly the game was. And then I turned it back with 5 minutes left, and this brother put on a show in the last 5 minutes. Let's just remind me of back in the old days. People don't realize or remember this Kenny Stabler for the Oakland Raiders at the time, how he just picked you apart piece by piece by piece. Wasn't deep bombs or to Tyreek Hill or something like that. It was none of that. Just picking you methodically apart. Yeah, there was the great catch by Julio Jones on the left side near the end zone. There was the touchdown catch by Chris Godwin that was called back because your offensive lineman, your left tackle, got called for holding it, right? Yeah. And Tom Brady still found a way to beat you by throwing it to a damn rookie in Rashad White. You just find yourself looking at this man and you're just saying, my goodness, it's something special to behold. Because if you're a defense, particularly that of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who obviously has elevated their level of play in recent weeks. When you look at what they bring to the table, they're doing their part, but the offense has been inexplicably impotent. I mean, I don't know what the hell is going on, Key, with Mike Evans and Tom Brady and how they can't seem to connect, even though he made one good catch. You just look at that right then, you're like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, is that-
they just don't seem to be there, but somehow, some way, when it counts most, this man, and that's why you say, of course, I don't think they're good enough to win a Super Bowl. I don't even think they're good enough to go to the Super Bowl. I'm certainly not picking them ahead of Dallas, Philadelphia, or San Francisco, but or Minnesota for that matter. But I will say this. When you can give Tom Brady the ball when it matters most, there's no one, even at the age of 45, that you'd rather see with the ball in their hands than him.
I mean, all great ones in sports, as y'all know, whether it's basketball, whether it's baseball, football, the closers, whether it's Mariano Rivera with the Yankees, you put the baseball in his hand to end, the deal is done. Tom Brady, the deal is done. You can go in history of quarterbacks that are like that. Joe Montana was ice.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just it. Michael Jordan in basketball, Kobe Bryant in basketball. You put the basketball in their hands, they're going to close, and that's exactly what he is. He's a closer.
Yeah, and he scored a touchdown, then they called it back,
and then he did it again. I mean, think about it. He did that to the Giants that one year. One year that they went 16-0 in the stadium, they threw the bomb, and he missed. They came right back the next play at the end of the game, threw the bomb for six and got it and walked off.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just – I hate to bring up the Giants, but That's just who he is.
And so, I mean, there's no way around it. But let's be very, very clear. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers were stinking up the joint for about 55 minutes.
Yeah.
And the New Orleans Saints, I really think Dennis Allen is one and done. I mean, when I look at certain
they
guys.
They can't be one and done, Stephen. His defense is top notch.
I agree.
My nephew's not playing. Okay.
Right.
And the other receivers have been in and out of line.
I can tell you this.
Messing around with the third quarterback.
Here's what I would tell you. There are men, you know this better than me. You're watching certain guys. You're just kinder about it than I am, and I get that. But you see what I see. You ain't blind.
No, he's cool.
Here's what I'm saying. You got certain coaches that just look like they were born coordinators.
I understand
overseers, leaders of men.
What you going to get better? Are you willing to start the entire team all over, the organization all over again?
No.
What you going to get this better?
I got you. You don't know that. You don't know that. You never know. Keyshawn, the bottom line
that
is this.
The defense is real.
The defense is real. And that's why he's going back to being the defense coordinator. Go right back to that.
No, man, he got to get a healthy quarterback. He's got to get healthy.
Drew Brees, listen, it don't matter whether they're healthy or not. Drew Brees, from Drew Brees to Jameis Winston to Hill to Dalton, it ain't going to work because they ain't Drew Brees.
Drew Brees was 1,000 years old.
I understand that. And still, you looked a hell of a lot better with them than you looked without.
But they was going to be all right with Jameis since Jameis got hurt.
Okay. That's what you say. I wasn't confessing to that.
Just to reiterate, though, you really think the Bucs have a fighting chance?
They
could beat anybody.
I hate to be that guy.
Yeah.
Anytime you get into the playoffs, I'll ask you this, Molly. Did you think for once, last year, when the Cincinnati Bengals made it to the playoffs, they was going to the Super Bowl?
No.
Exactly. That's my whole point.
Yeah.
Tell me.
I only thought that
because, No, you didn't think that. Don't sit up here. No, you didn't.
You're not listening to me. I'm not saying I thought they were going to the Super Bowl. I'm saying the only reason I thought what you thought is because I thought Kansas City would beat them. But I thought it was entirely plausible. Once Kansas City and Buffalo met in the postseason, I thought Cincinnati could beat anybody but Kansas City. I didn't expect them to be Kansas City, but I expected them to be able to beat anybody else.
You do realize they got gifted twice. Once by the Oakland Raiders or the Las Vegas Raiders and the other one by Tennessee.
How are they gifted? How are they gifted against the Raiders?
Man, the dude stepping out of bounds, the whistle blows, he stops, everybody stops, he throw the ball. I don't want to go there. They barely beat the Raiders.
Okay.
And then they was down late in the game and Ryan Tannehill gave them two interceptions.
Tell me. First of all, Ryan Tannehill started the game giving them an interception.
Yeah, but that too, though.
His first pass was
but at the end of the game, it's like, here you go.
Well, that's Keyshawn. This is what Stephen A. said. It's Ryan Tannehill. You understand what I'm saying? So guess what? Right. Well, it's going to happen.
We'll get back into it in the second hour. Mina Kimes will be with us live in L.A. Keyshawn, what was it like being a star receiver, height of your career in Dallas?
Oh, God.
What was it like?
Just was a guy trying to make hay, man. I want to know. You should have asked Michael Irvin that yesterday.
Give him the damn ball.
I was just trying to.
You were just trying to make
it. I was just trying to do it that way. It wasn't personal now. You were just supposed to be like, it was a good time. That's it.
Plausible deny.
I don't know anything about any White Houses or anything like that.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's go.
Go ahead. Let's go.
OBJ got the Royal Tour of Dallas yesterday, including an Odell's visit with the Cowboys, was taken in a Mavs game. The free agent wide receiver showed up to Monday night's Mavs-Suns game with Cowboys stars Micah Parsons and Trayvon Diggs, the trio sat courtside at American Airlines Center in Dallas. Fans are here for it. Prescott has had success in many areas this season, but passing down the field hasn't been one of his strengths. On throws 10 or more yards downfield, Dak ranks bottom third in the league in QBR, and his 7 interceptions on throws that deep are tied for most in the NFL. Jerry Jones was asked about the OBJ visit. Take a listen.
Why would you be confident in signing somebody that you haven't seen work out coming off an ACL 9-10 months ago?
Well, I'm not confident at all, and so that's the issue. Now, we all realize that that issue of health, that issue of availability is here every time. Just this one is very obvious and very pointed toward his injury that had occurred last year in the Super Bowl. So we've got to come in with our eyes wide open, and it has to be addressed, and that's when you see if you can make a deal or not.
Okay. Well, Keyshawn doesn't know what it's like to be a star receiver in Dallas, so I'll talk to another star on television. How would OBJ impact the Cowboys' Super Bowl chances, in all seriousness, Stephen A.?
In all seriousness, it all depends on whether or not he's healthy enough to play or not. If he's healthy enough to play, he clearly elevates their chances. There's no denying that. I'm not going to sit here and deny it. I've known Odell Beckham Jr. for years. I'm a fan of his. I root for him, and I love the fact that he was receiving those cheers from those fans, because so many people act like this is a dude that was some kind of problem child. I will remind everybody out there, he ain't never been in trouble with the law. He never got in any trouble or anything like that. He was just a headache from time to time because he was frustrated playing for your New York Giants, and then he was kicking balls and knocking himself upside the head because it ricocheted off a net or whatever the case may be. That's what happened. Odell Beckham Jr. hasn't been this problem that people have tried to project him to be. And as far as I'm concerned, I get really pissed off, to be quite honest with you, because you got people out there that want to sit up there and try to paint him as something that he's not. And then you got these coaches who ain't on the field playing like, oh, my goodness, you can't have a headache. That's what aspirin is for. That's what Tylenol and stuff like that.
Yeah, I would know.
Go with it. Yeah,
what it's
would,
like you, to you, work with a headache.
Yeah, sure, especially a superstar headache. But the point that I'm trying to make to you is this. At the end of the day, you know what it comes down to is the brother can play. So he clearly would elevate their chances. There is no doubt about that. I just find it a bit odd that a team that already believes that they're Super Bowl, they're made for the Super Bowl, they're destined for the Super Bowl, are sitting there clamoring and recruiting and using a local fan base. I love that clip because it just shows how desperate Cowboy fans get him, and I'm loving that part about it. It really does. I really, really like that part because it just shows that y'all are very, very nervous that y'all don't have enough. And I suspect you don't have enough. So it coincides and vibes with exactly what I'm thinking. Exactly what I'm thinking. Go ahead.
It's like the devil in you or something, man. I think he elevates them, no question about it. I think he takes them to a different level. You know, you read the statistics right there, Molly, of them being in a position of pushing the ball downfield with Dak Prescott. If he could still run and he can still do those sort of things, it will certainly take some of the pressure off of CeeDee Lamb and Michael Gallup, no question about it. It won't happen until the end of the year and into the playoffs. And that's why you go out and you get guys like this. You heard the crowd cheering him. He's beloved. Everybody wants him in Dallas. He's not getting that same warm reception from Buffalo because there ain't no basketball team in Buffalo for him to be able to sit there for them to do those sort of things. So when you look at it, they're really recruiting, actively recruiting him. And I'll be shocked if he doesn't sign with them. I would be totally shocked if that was the case, that he didn't sign with the Dallas Cowboys.
You think he'll play this season if he does sign?
Oh, absolutely. He'll play, but it won't be to the end of the year.
There are people that are saying that, I don't know, you would know better than me. There are people that are questioning whether or not he would play this year, but Jerry Jones has made it clear he's not interested in signing him if he's not going to contribute this year. So it would stand to reason that at some point in time he's supposed to be available. I would even concede this because it's Dallas, because of the attention the franchise draws, and because of what he brings to the table, he's tailor-made to be a
Cowboy. Absolutely.
There is no doubt about it. I'd be shocked if he went anywhere
else. But not just his personality off the field. I mean, this is behavior
on the field.
As a player, being in their I'm going to just say he's their third receiver behind Michael Gallup, because what will happen early on is CeeDee Lamb will draw some interest on the double team side. And then Michael Gallup will get a little more attention because people want to see if Odell is the same Odell. As he starts to produce, Stephen A., and starts to show that he's that same guy, now that's when they're going to get real dangerous. When all three of them dudes start to show up and be like a mini Cincinnati with Higgins, Boyd, and Chase. That's what you can have in Dallas.
Yes.
It's not desperate, because if that was the case.
It's desperate.
Would the Philadelphia Eagles go sign the defensive lineman?
No, I'm saying they're just playing football. These people are not feeling the pressure.
Oh, is that right?
The Cincinnati Bengals.
So why do you make
trade moves? Expectations, and they just went to the Super Bowl. The Philadelphia Eagles just won a Super Bowl about 5 years ago. Been about 27 years for the Cowboys.
You changed the narrative so much, Cowboys, man.
I'm just trying to tell you. It's the headlines. It's their gravitation towards the headlines. They're feeling that pressure.
Hold on.
So you think the Bills feeling the pressure because they won too?
Yes.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah.
Or they just want another player to help them get to the next level?
The Buffalo Bills, they feeling that the four straight
you
Super Bowl.
You think Kansas City? You think Kansas City?
No.
So why Kansas City want to flirt around with you?
They just want Super Bowl two.
But they want to flirt with OBJ, too.
I understand
They want some action.
They just want to get better because Juju Smith-Schuster and Mark
you don't think the Cowboys want to get better?
I thought they were good enough. I thought they were good enough. That's what they told us. We got a Super Bowl squad. That's what they said.
If they don't sign OBJ, it doesn't take the chances of going away from the Super Bowl. It just increases their chances if they sign
it. I just see a team that feels like they need a little extra something because they're very, very worried about what happened. They know about San Francisco, even with Brock Purdy. They know about the Philadelphia Eagles. They see that Jalen Hurts and the Eagles have arrived. They understand it. They've been nervous. And that's why Cowboy fans are showing up to Mavs games, chant for OBJ. That's what they're doing. I understand it.
It's not the case.
They're nervous as hell.
Okay, can I ask you a question now?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you think that he can step in and be that guy when we're talking about the deep threat and a difference maker, just having that layoff, jumping into a new offense the end of the season?
The new offense isn't a problem because they'll tag him with everything that they want him to do.
Yeah.
They'll call a play and they'll say, OBJ, you run the out. They'll say, OBJ got the slant. OBJ got this.
Yeah.
Until he gets up to speed. I'm not worried about his football IQ. That's easy for me to say. He'll be fine as far as that goes. His health is key. Can he stay healthy and be healthy and ready to go at the end of the season? All he needs is a game or two in the regular season to roll into the playoffs and contribute. And we're not asking him to play 60 plays.
We know when OBJ is healthy what he could do.
Yeah.
The question is, with him on there and him drawing the attention that he draws, is everybody going to be locked in? Is everybody going to be aligned?
Yes.
Or are they going to be like, where's my touches?
No.
Or are they going to be like, what about me? This does tend to happen in Dallas. It does tend to happen in Dallas.
You do belong on a soap opera.
It does.
It is fitting that you're a character on a soap opera because you make up these narratives.
I don't make
in
up
your
these
head.
Narratives.
It's unbelievable.
Well, sorry to break this to you, but when you are, you've been a journalist, and then after that, you've been a columnist, what you have to do is you have to wake up every day.
Oh, you do?
And be like, what's the compelling story to discuss it?
Okay.
And when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys, that's mine.
Okay.
You own
that's
that?
Mine.
Okay.
That's mine.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They nervous.
Thank you for
Cowboys
teaching me that we have to
hell.
Come up with compelling storylines for
right,
television.
That's right. I'm here for you, Molly.
Thank you.
I'm here for you.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root, root, root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Niners, got to talk about them. Some question marks. Oh, my God. They have defended home turf against a formidable opponent, a 33-17 win over the Dolphins, but it came with a major cost. Eight plays into the game, Jimmy Garoppolo departed with a broken foot, will undergo season-ending surgery. Don't forget, Trey Lance broke his ankle earlier this season. Luckily, Mr. Irrelevant Brock Purdy held it down. Guys, he became the first Mr. Irrelevant to throw an NFL pass. Congrats to him. So, obviously, Niners have lost their starting quarterback for the second time this season, putting a damper on their Super Bowl hopes. San Fran will rely on the rookie seventh-round pick, Brock Purdy, under center in the immediate future, but they did sign 36-year-old Josh Johnson off the Broncos' practice squad, the only quarterback with starting experience on the roster. Key, can the Niners get to the Super Bowl with Purdy as their QB?
Yeah, they can. They can get to the Super Bowl with anybody at their quarterback position.
Because you sure?
100%. It's all about their defense. It's all about their defense. And if you look at the little bit of small three quarters that we've seen of him, he looked pretty decent. They knew what to do with him. They've been there watching him. They understand what his strengths and weaknesses are. And it's not like Jimmy Garoppolo was taking him to the Super Bowl. It's not like that. I mean, you know, we saw Jimmy this season, and people had reservations about Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah, he's played some good games, but he also had some games where he was like, oh, no, no, don't do that. So I'm not ready to just all of a sudden look up and throw San Francisco overboard because Jimmy G's not in the game. Yes, there's experience. There's game experience. But the great thing about it for San Francisco is they got several games to go before they even get to the playoffs. He'll get the necessary reps. He'll get the experience in those particular football games. And by the way, Molly, he certainly has Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel and Kittle and Ayuk on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
And big Trent Williams blocking up front. And a defense that's a no-nonsense Super Bowl-winning defense. So, of course they can. They're not going to allow Mr. Purdy to screw it up. Not at all. Brock will not screw it up because they're not going to put him in a position to screw it up.
Well, technically speaking, you're absolutely right, because Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't getting you to the Super Bowl. Damn it, when they got to the Super Bowl, he didn't get him to the Super Bowl. He was a participant, but more so a spectator. Go back and watch him in the playoffs, and you'll understand what I'm talking about, all right?
Yeah, they took the ball away from him.
They took the ball away from porn star Jimmy, okay? That's what they did, all right? Now, we wish him nothing but the best. We want him to return healthy and whatever. We're very unfortunate what happened to him. Nobody's wishing that anything on him. We want a speedy recovery from him. But the bottom line is that you've seen them take the ball out of his hands.
Yes.
You know what they think he's capable of. And you know what they're apprehensive about when it comes to him, even though one could even argue in his favor that that's when Kyle Shanahan wins games, is when Jimmy Garoppolo is his quarterback. Having said all of that, I was very impressed with what I saw from Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
I really was. I mean, the brother stood in the pocket. He took hits. You know, he didn't flinch. He was making good throws. I got to give him a lot of love. And then when you consider a Debo, a Christian McCaffrey, and how you just got to throw short screen passes, then they can make things happen because, you know, they could do stuff with after the catch. That definitely is something to pay attention to. Ayuk is their leading receiver. We know what he's bringing to the table. George Kittle is one of the better tight ends in football, even though his numbers don't show it this year. You know what? You have that as a reliable source along with Kyle Shanahan. My problem is this. There is no way that you can look at a Brock Purdy and say, that can get it done against the Eagles or the Cowboys. That's where I get a little nervous about
that. That's
because I think that those teams, with their firepower, is capable. They're both capable of putting you in a position where you got to get back and throw. You got to step back and throw the football. And when you do that, particularly against Dallas, you're playing right into their hands.
Yep.
You got to be able to run the football, and you got to be able to throw short screen passes and make things happen. Now, I would say run the football because the short screen passes, Dallas got too much quickness. They don't have girth and mass, but they've got quickness, and that stuff ain't going to work against them. Running the football will work against them. Pounding that rock will work against them, but not screen passes, and certainly not throwing the football downfield when you're forced into that situation, because those brothers will come at you. The Eagles are a different matter. I just don't see Purdy being able to pull that off.
If they were to see the Cowboys, one thing that this offense, they're not a vertical stretch.
That's right.
It's a game anyway. They like to run deep crosses, shallow crosses. They like to run reverses, things like that. So it's a little bit different from an offensive philosophy standpoint. The team is built about defense, though. It ain't built about nothing else but defense. And that's how they win. Philadelphia's got to see their defense. Dallas has got to see their defense. We just saw what they did to Miami. Okay, Miami had a blown coverage on Tyreek Hill's touchdown, miscommunication in the secondary, and then the first play of the game, the guy goes 70 or whatever it is, and that was it. Outside of that, this wasn't the same Miami Dolphin offense that we've been praising for the last several weeks.
Yeah,
totally different when they ran up against this defense. So if this offense in Miami is supposed to be the most explosive in the National Football League, imagine what could potentially happen to those other offenses against this defense. I'm just saying. All I'm saying is I played on a team that was loaded on defense, and what they did for
Miami's
Super Bowl.
Defense, Miami's defense is good, but it's not on
the level. No, I'm talking about Miami's offense.
I know that. But what I'm saying is Miami's defense is not as good as Dallas's or Philadelphia to me.
No, that's true.
So because of that, the position that San Francisco was in and going up against that defense, it would be an entirely different matter if you're facing Philadelphia or Dallas's defense, which would put more pressure on, obviously, the offense. And that's what I'm saying. That's where I'm coming from.
But good defenses tend to always beat good offenses. Always it tends to.
Okay.
I don't care if it was the greatest show on turf going up against our Buccaneers. I don't care if it was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense going up against Kansas City's offense in the Super Bowl. Good defenses tend to ruin offenses for real.
Okay.
I mean, can I throw
something at you, though, Keyshawn, when we're like, oh, we can just sub anybody in? San Francisco's 9-29.
Yeah,
without Jimmy Garoppolo.
I understand, but here's what I was saying. Nick Mullins.
He's doing something,
Nick Mullins, right? Wasn't good.
Okay.
Trey Lance was a puppy. They had Brian Hoyer.
What's Brock Purdy?
But no, I'm just saying, let me finish, Molly. You messing around. Yeah, get her, yeah, Stephen A. Yeah,
he loved that. That was your favorite moment of the show.
Sorry. This is who Molly is off the edge. You don't let us finish our thoughts.
C.J. Beathard and Brian Hoyer. Now, here's what I would say. Yes, this is a small sample size. But this little bit of small sample size that I saw, just like Stephen A. said, it looked different. When Jimmy G is in there, you go, ooh, did he almost throw that? Oh, no, that was almost a pick. That didn't happen with this kid.
That's right.
I'm looking at it, and I'm saying,
yeah, he didn't do that.
He all right.
Not bad.
He might be okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need the experience.
We'll see. It could be playing with house money, too.
We'll see if he turns into a pumpkin.
We'll see.
All right, last thing before we roll. What about Baker? You think they should bring him in?
Hell no.
No, hell no.
Hell no.
And I like Baker, but no.
Hell no.
No.
No. No, listen.
You have to be so mean about it. No,
listen. Look,
Baker, it's over with.
To Baker,
as far as being a star and all this, over.
I didn't say be a star.
Starter.
To Baker Mayfield, former number one overall pick. I wish him nothing but the best.
He could do.
Ain't nobody rooting against him. He's not as bad of a dude as people try to paint him out to be all this stuff. But at the end of the day, your performance matters. And when you depart from Cleveland, and they happy to see you go, look at the players. They were happy to see him gone. And then you go to Carolina with a whole bunch of bluster and all of that stuff, and then you lose the starting job. Who you got in Carolina to be losing your starting job?
P.J. Walker.
P.J. Walker and Sam Darnold. When that happens, it's over. It's over. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have an NFL career.
No, you still can make money.
You still can make money playing in the NFL. But as a starter, there's no franchise that should look forward to bringing him in as their starter.
And you can't bring him into San Francisco because of where they're at right now. He's got to get up to speed on the offensive side of the ball. And you don't know where that locker room and the locker room feel. And Christian McCaffrey just came from Carolina.
That's right.
So you know they're going to ask him.
They're going to ask him everything.
Oh, they're going to ask him everything.
And by the way, I've never seen him look like Purdy.
Yeah, but he's never had Shanahan as a coach.
No, I've never Purdy rolled up in there in one game.
But the one year they did go to the playoffs.
Yes.
That one year they played
Pittsburgh.
He was good.
He was solid and good.
And they moved on from him.
That's right. Sorry. I take that back because he did look good against the Steelers.
Yeah.
And then he did look good in the playoff game against Kansas City for a little while. So I give him credit for that.
But since then, no.
No. I'm not messing with Purdy right now. I'm rolling with Purdy.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Purdy, Mike White, all these dudes, huh?
No. Listen, Mike White or Zach Wilson. What do you want me to say?
Mike White.
All right, thank you. All right, so don't act like I'm wrong. You know I'm right. I'm very proud of you. You actually let us finish that thought. That's not usually you. Very, very good, Molly. Very good.
You guys literally talk at like 6 minutes a clip. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's lectricebikes.com.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Quick takes. Let's get it. The Claw, the king of L.A., Stephen A. Kawhi, played for the first time in 6 games and came up big, hitting the game winner with 1.4 seconds left in the game. How you feeling about those Clippers?
Well, listen, here's the deal. They're 14-11 on the year, okay? And when Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are healthy, we know that this is arguably the favorite
to represent the Western Conference in the NBA Finals, because with Kawhi and Paul George, they're just that gifted. I'm just a person that has no faith in the health of Kawhi Leonard. He's a guy that wants to be 100% when he plays, and anything less is what, you know, it's an excuse not to be on the court. Hopefully that's changed this year, because he's certainly gotten his money. But what we expected to see from him since he's arrived with the Los Angeles Clippers hasn't necessarily reached fruition. But he is a superstar in this game in terms of when he's on the court. We know he's big time. And I just hope he stays that way. Every time I see him,
yeah,
I'm like, okay, you gonna play next game?
Yeah.
That's what comes to my mind. You gonna play next game?
Yeah.
I'm not worried about his skill. I'm not worried about his greatness. I know that. The question is he going to be on the court tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't sleep on the Lakers, though. 1-8-10. We'll get into that. Are we sleeping on the Minnesota Vikings, who quietly improved to 10-2 after staving off the Jets Sunday 27-22? Their two losses, both against NFC East teams. That would be Philly and Dallas. All right. So the Vikes 10-2, like I just said, but the margin of victory has been razor thin. How thin? Their plus 10-point differential this year is the lowest by any 10-2 team in NFL history. They have a perfect 9-0 record in one-score games, the longest streak to begin a season all time.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen
yes.
A. Smith.
Yes. What's with the drama? What's up with the drama?
I was waiting
who's trying to be the soap opera star now?
I was just waiting for the eye contact. Usually, when I speak with people,
they're waiting for your question.
Oh yeah.
That's what I was.
Are the Vikes legit contenders?
No, not to me. I'm gonna sit up there and I'll tell you they're one of the top teams in the league based on their record, and they deserve credit in Week 13. For who they are, fine. But when you ask the question as it pertains to being legitimate contenders, I'm thinking about, okay, do I really, really believe you're going to make some noise and make a run at the Super Bowl? That's my definition. That's just my personal definition.
You understand?
Of a legitimate contender. And I don't believe in them. And the reason I don't believe in them is because they got two losses on this season, okay? Their two losses on the season are to the two teams standing in their way within that conference, Philadelphia and Dallas.
Shellac.
You know, you could throw in San Francisco if you want to. I would remind everybody that the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys this season combined have outscored the Minnesota Vikings 64-10.
Yeah.
Philadelphia bum rushed them 24-7, beat them down on Monday Night Football. And then the Dallas Cowboys slaughtered them 40-3 just a couple of weeks ago. And not only that.
What was the Philly score? 24-7?
24-7. And then here's the other thing to take into consideration. You know, playoffs, I mean, the playoffs are on national television.
Yeah.
And you could say because of DirecTV and all of that stuff is over.
Don't do that.
I am going to do that, Keisha. The playoffs are on national television. It's high profile. The games matter. Every game counts. This is it. One and done.
Prime time.
And in prime time. And that damn Kirk Cousins, that dude,
oh my gosh.
We don't see that come playoff time. And we ain't going to see that come playoff time. I'm just not a believer. Now, I will stand corrected once I'm corrected. But if you asking me coming into as the playoffs approach how much I believe in them, the answer is little to none. I believe in Dalvin Cook. I believe in Justin Jefferson. I believe in those two dudes, yes. Do I believe in them led by Kirk Cousins? I got to see it to believe it. I just do.
That's fair. Are they legit contenders? I think they are. Even though they got shellacked by Philadelphia in Philly and Dallas came in and rolled them up.
Right.
Their defense is suspect. There's no question about it. The Minnesota Vikings defense is suspect. But it's all about matchups. And it's all about seeding. And if you get the right matchup and the right seeding in the playoffs and you miss a certain opponent for years, Pittsburgh Steelers ran up against the New England Patriots. But whenever they missed them, they got to the Super Bowl. So it's like, are they going to miss a Dallas or miss a Philadelphia or catch a Philadelphia hobbled at the time or catch a Dallas hobbled at the time? When you got playmakers on the offensive side of the ball and you can score and you miss that defense in Dallas, somehow you get around them. And they got eliminated by somebody. They did the Dallas thing you always screaming about. Now you play against Philadelphia. The outcome is maybe different this time around.
Okay.
So it's a legitimate shot. Mm-hmm. So it's not just poo-poo. They're 10-2 for a reason. Okay.
couple of things. Number one.
They're 10-2 for a reason.
Number one. I'm usually talking very, very calmly instead of screaming. I think that's important to point out. That's number one. Number two.
No, you are screaming.
Oh. Number two, man. Number two, listen. There's a whole bunch of ifs and maybes in your argument there. There's a whole bunch of it. You do this a lot, man.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I'm just giving you facts.
Listen, this is.
You didn't think they was going to Buffalo and steal one down, did you?
Let me explain something to you, Keyshawn.
Okay, explain it to
me. This is what you're missing in all of this. Again, the brilliance that emanates from me is because I know I'm not. I listen to those who are. You know your damn football. The whole maybe. You got to remember, just so you know, Molly, in the America out there, you know, do y'all understand? This is my boy.
America out there.
I mean, this is my boy. We go back decades. You understand what I'm saying? I know you, and I talk to you off the air. And if somebody lose 40-3, this is Keisha. Oh, we beat the brakes off of them. Ain't nothing. Ain't worried about that. You understand? That's you.
But you can get them.
But now we sitting there going like this. Now we sitting there going like this. Look, man, you know, hey, listen, they could get this about who you miss. You mean who you miss?
Stephen A., let me tell you something.
It's who you miss.
I hate to be the football player up here, the athlete up here.
I know.
And say I've been there before.
I know. That's what I'm leaving
on. I lost to the Philadelphia Eagles 3 straight years in a row.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And they had our number.
All right, don't hate being that. I want you to be that.
They had our number.
All right.
But when we went and we made those adjustments from the mistakes that we made
earlier
in the year. You
talking about when you beat them in minus 23 degree weather?
Yes.
Because I was there.
Yes,
I was there live
absolutely.
In the press box watching y'all.
We can't get over the weather. That was a problem.
Yes, what?
They blitzed us to death. That was a problem. But we went back. We looked at the film. We said, if we just did this and we corrected that, we're going to tap that you know what. And guess what? We did that.
He's right.
So I'm just basing it off a little bit of that experience without saying it. That's all.
What if the Vikings get the one seed? Does that make a difference
to you? Well, they got a long ways to get the one seed.
But they can.
But Philadelphia's got to lose twice.
Look at the schedule. Look at that schedule right there.
Philly ain't losing to nobody. Philly ain't losing to nobody but Dallas if they lose. They getting ready to run the whole rest of the way.
Right. Philadelphia might lose one more game.
And they got the head-to-head against it.
And shockingly, just for the record, I'm glad you brought that up. I want Philadelphia to lose to Dallas. Because, see, it's virtual, as you would know. Listen, as you know, because you play. You know what I'm saying? You play Super Bowl champion with the Buccaneers, by the way, not the Cowboys. But that's a difference. He won a title with the Buccaneers, who he never talks about.
That's
we talk about
true.
The Cowboys all the time. But here's the deal, man. Listen, let me tell you something right now. You know better than me. It's very, very difficult to beat a team 3 times in the same year.
Yes.
That's why I want them to lose to Dallas.
Yes,
you split one-on-one, and then you smoke them in the playoffs. That's what you're going to do. It's not important to win on New Year's Eve. So what? The Eagles will lose that game. Let them go ahead and lose that game, because if they win that game, I'm not sold on the Vikings because I think that the Vikings.
He's bored with
They're
going
to run. Listen, I think San Francisco, Dallas, and Philly could beat the Vikings. Because I think that San Francisco's defense could get to the Vikings. And defensively, the Vikings aren't as formidable as we would like. So I think their offense could still do some things. I think Purdy would be effective against Minnesota. I think he'd have more of trouble against Dallas and Philadelphia.
Okay, that's
so
fair.
The defense and what the defense could do to Kirk Cousins, combined with what Purdy and McCaffrey and Deebo and Kittles can do to the Minnesota offense, I would pick San Francisco to beat Minnesota. I think San Fran, Dallas, and Philly could take Minnesota.
But when you got a potent offense and a suspect defense, you still can make it, though. Kansas City made it with a suspect defense and a bad offense. Okay,
and they figure out a way to win.
You know what?
And they went and won.
You know what? You know what? Baker Mayfield could start for a team.
Oh, God, stop, Stephen A.
What the hell does that mean?
Stop, man.
What does that mean?
Stop.
It could. I mean, could. What does that mean, man?
It means a lot.
They Come figure on, out a way to win. Look at their record. They're 10-2.
Look at their record. It's 10-2.
Yeah, you are. Thank you.
But this was the Lakers, and they were bad
the
record.
Bills.
Oh, they sorry. They can't do this and that.
She just flicked me. Ow. She just flicked me. Ladies and gentlemen, she just flicked me. You know what I mean? Why would she do that to me? Why would she do that to me?
They beat the Bills.
Well, oh, my gifted. God. That was a gift.
Yeah, they gift-wrapped that
one. Stop it, Molly.
You can't get
the stat.
They still won.
Oh, come
on. They still won.
They got me.
I don't make the news. I report
Not
it.
Only did Josh Allen and them fumble the snap from center, but it was a touchdown.
Yeah.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Who won the game, Stephen A?
I mean, come on, y'all. Come on, Molly. Stop that, okay? The bottom line is this.
They're 10-2 is the bottom line, man.
Is it really?
You cannot ignore that.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing.
Yes, we're doing that. You cannot ignore that.
64-10 in the two competitive
games they had. I understand that. That happens.
If you were
get blew out sometimes.
Can
happened?
64 to 10 twice.
What's up? You were a betting man, and we're
not betting my money.
I'm not asking you to bet your money.
Right?
Okay.
Go ahead.
That's pretend we're in Arizona.
Okay.
Who's representing the NFC right now?
I'm going to say the Dallas Cowboys.
Something wrong with you.
I'm going to say the Dallas Cowboys.
And who are you going to say?
Philly. I'd say Philly before. I'd say Philly.
Here's why,
Dallas.
Here's why I say Dallas.
Philly.
Here's why. Because the first time Philly played Dallas in Philly, they got out to a 20-point lead. They surrendered that 20-point lead to Cooper Rush and Company. They needed somewhat of a miracle at the end to win that game.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott was not there. Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys, since he's been underneath the center coming back, they lead the league in scoring since he's been back. They lead the league in scoring. I mean, that's why, to me, and they got to play Philly. They got to play Philly in Dallas. That's going to say a lot.
A couple things that's very important. First of all, contrary to what people would like to believe, I'm a good man. I pray. You know, the Lord likes me. And I don't think
you
the
are
Lord
a good
would,
man.
I don't
Clearly,
think the Lord,
the Lord does
I,
like
I,
you.
I don't think the Lord would do that to me, to put the Dallas Cowboys in the Super Bowl on me, because I'd have to deal with them disgusting, nauseating fans.
It's going to be fun.
I mean, I don't deserve that. I do not. The Lord wouldn't do that to me.
I'm going
to
every day and weekend.
That's that nonsense right there. That's number one. Number two. I think that the road to the Super Bowl is coming through Lincoln Financial Field.
That may be true.
And I don't think Dallas got it in them to roll up in Philly.
Here's what I'm saying.
Especially for an NFC championship game. I don't think Dallas got it in them to roll up in Philly.
Come on.
I will say, Mike Parsons got it in them. I believe in that brother. But the Dallas Cowboys collectively, I don't believe they got it in them to go in that environment and win a Super Bowl.
You think they could?
Y'all done been in that environment. Y'all done been 3-4 times in the NFC Championship games in Philadelphia and with Andy Reid teams.
You think they could get it done in Philly?
That wasn't.
You think they could do that? Come on.
Yeah, I think they can.
You're not feeling good about it.
No, I think they could with Dak Prescott. I think they can. I really do.
I mean, there's a lot of things. Keyshawn used the word thing.
I agree.
All I'm trying to say is that you could say it's going
to
be it.
You stop referring to me as she, like you don't know my name? It's like a strange woman asked me.
You tap dance a little bit now.
Molly asked me. She.
Tap dance a little bit.
Oh, my God. Get it together.
Maybe.
Yeah, you're not confident. That was a real weak, soft answer. I got to go. There's a Mina spotting, and I want to talk to her anyway.
Right. She's taller than you.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.